As we told you last week, a leaked presentation from the acting director of NOAA hinted at some major new directions and initiatives for that agency. One of the most concrete goals laid out in that presentation was tripling aquaculture in the next decade. While oyster aquaculture has boomed in New England in the past decade, and kelp or seaweed aquaculture is also on the rise, so what would it look like to triple production again in the next 10 years? Halka Kite-Powell is a research specialist at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution's Marine Policy Center. Halka, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Why would we want to triple aquaculture production?
We have in the United States a large seafood trade deficit. We eat a lot of seafood, and that's a good thing for human health and for the environment. But most of that seafood today comes from other countries. Much of it is farmed there. And the United States, although a leader in seafood technology, is far behind when it comes to growing seafood in a sustainable way from the oceans. And so there is a strong case to be made for increasing our domestic seafood production. The only way to do that is with aquaculture.
On a global scale, if we simply look at the amount of protein necessary to feed a growing global population, how much more seafood would we need?
That depends on what you want the mix of seafood in the total protein picture to be. The population growth and per capita consumption growth statistics suggest that we need to double food production in the course of this next century. And we can do some of that on land, but our land-based agriculture systems are already stressed. In part, will be stressed even more in the future because of climate change effects. And so doubling food and certainly protein production on land is going to be a very tall order. And by contrast, much of the ocean is underutilized for food production. Seafood is healthier for people than most land-based protein. And it is ecologically less taxing to produce protein in the ocean than it is on land. So that suggests to me that we should increase the share of seafood in the global diet and focus on sustainable ways to ramp up food production from the ocean.
So what kinds of aquaculture might be poised for the kind of rapid expansion when you talk about tripling American aquaculture production in the next decade?
Yeah, that is kind of a tall order. And I'd like to say, by way of context, that this is not the first time we've had a call for dramatically increasing U.S. aquaculture production. There's been bills in Congress over the decades that suggested we should do that, other initiatives. It hasn't happened. Aquaculture production in the U.S. is growing very slowly. Despite some success stories, you mentioned the oysters in New England. So I think that when you talk about tripling U.S. aquaculture production, it's probably got to be a spectrum of things. Shellfish, like mussels, are a good candidate. Kelp is an emerging candidate.
Yeah, I've heard the slogan, kelp, it's the new kale, trying to build a market, at least, for kelp aquaculture.
Well, there are places in the world, in Asia primarily, where a lot of kelp is eaten directly by people. And we could see that market grow in the U.S. But there are potentially much larger markets for kelp in animal feeds and perhaps in the future as a feedstock for biofuels that might be ecologically less taxing than the way we currently grow feedstock for biofuels on land.
You already said that much of the ocean is underutilized, and I guess that depends on how developed you would like to see the oceans be, but of course it's a very large ocean. Are you talking about going farther offshore to find the places to grow these foods?
In many cases, yes, and in particular in the United States, we have very intensively used coastal oceans, and we place a high premium in the United States on recreational and aesthetic uses of the coastal ocean. That's a good case in point right here in our backyard. It would be very difficult, I think, to convince people that it's a good idea to put large-scale fish farms into Nantucket Sound. But we have one of the world's largest underutilized resources in our exclusive economic zone. And if we can figure out how to farm fish in a economically sensible and ecologically sensible way, fish, shellfish, kelp, out of sight of land in the open ocean, then I think we have tremendous potential there.
Have we figured out how to make something like fish farming? I mean, you already mentioned that oyster or mussel aquaculture can actually be beneficial to the environment because they can eat up the excess nutrients and the algae that bloom on them. But fish farming is a very different endeavor that's gotten a pretty bad reputation, I'd say, for concerns about potential escape of non-native species, also for concerns about actual nutrient pollution or antibiotics and medicines in the water. Have we actually figured out those challenges of fish farming?
We have figured out many of them, and we're on the way to figuring out others. For example, in the countries like Norway, where salmon farming is a large industry, they have reduced antibiotic use almost to zero by figuring out ways to inoculate the fish instead. The problem with fish farming is that you have to add food to the water, unlike with shellfish or kelp. And so there is a problem if you do this intensively in nearshore waters where there's limited circulation, and if you do it in a way that overfeeds so that a lot of nutrients escape the fish farm. In an efficiently run farm, that doesn't really happen. And if you go into the open ocean and keep things spaced far enough apart in environments where there's deep water and a lot of mixing, you can minimize those kind of effects. There are still a lot of challenges to being fully sustainable and green, quote-unquote, with fish farms, just as there are with land-based agriculture. But if we apply a serious effort to this, I think we can solve those.
I'm talking with Hauke Kite-Powell of Woodtull Oceanographic Institution about the prospect of attempting to triple aquaculture production in the next decade. What are the obstacles? You already said tripling in a decade is a tall order. What are the challenges? Are these technical challenges like you were just going through of making this more sustainable and more productive, or is it policy obstacles?
I think it's both. In the federal waters, we need a more clear-cut regulatory regime. And I personally like the approach that's been taken with wind farms, where federal agencies go through a process of determining which areas are suitable for wind farm installations and then give developers the option to bid on those leases and figure out what makes sense to do. What we have in aquaculture at present is a process by which someone who wants to put a fish farm or shellfish farm or kelp farm in the ocean has to pick a site and then apply for a permit without any of that prior work having been done by the federal agencies to identify areas where it makes sense to do this. So that leads to an inefficient and cumbersome regulatory process. And we need to change that if we want to succeed in expanding open ocean aquaculture. And there are technical challenges too. When you move from relatively protected nearshore waters to open ocean conditions, you need really good engineering and really good automation. You don't want to have a lot of people on the site and people in the water all the time. And so the challenges are in both of those areas, I think.
There's actually a bill that's been proposed in the federal Senate right now. It's a fairly new bill called AQUA, appropriately, Advancing the Quality and Understanding of American Aquaculture, that aims to address a lot of the things that you just mentioned. But you also mentioned that this is not the first time that the federal government has said, hey, we should have more aquaculture, and it's not the first time that bills like this have necessarily hit Congress. What has stopped those efforts before, and what do you think the prospects are for actually achieving some of this time around?
I think the prospects are perhaps a little better this time than they have been before. In the past, there's been a lot of objections to aquaculture, some of them legitimate based on the sort of negative experience that you mentioned with fish farms, shrimp farms in parts of the world where things were done in an ecologically unsound and unhealthy way. and that sort of thing rightly should be opposed. But I think that times are changing slowly. I think that it used to be that the commercial fishing industry was uniformly opposed to aquaculture because they saw it as a competing source of product for the markets that they were trying to sell into. Today, that hasn't gone away, but there are more and more fishermen who see the two as complementary, who are happy to fish for half the year and spend the other half of the year being farmers or stewards in an aquaculture operation. I think that attitudes are changing slowly, and I think that there is momentum now within the government to try to make something happen that I haven't seen in a while in this area. So I think the prospects are decent that we could make some progress here. The key, of course, is to do all of this while also keeping in place strict environmental and ecological monitoring and regulations to ensure that these activities don't cause harm.
And of course, even if you've got the permitting structure, the environmental regulations, the technology to meet those regulations, and all of that falls into place, you need a market for these products. Do you think we have that?
Absolutely. We have a market. The global demand for seafood is growing rapidly. There are no significant opportunities for expanding wild capture output globally or in the U.S. I think we could make
Our fisheries are pretty much tapped out.
They have been for decades and in some cases overexploited. With better management, we could probably increase that a little bit. But as I said earlier, we really need, over the coming decades, a dramatic expansion in global food output. And so the market for these things will be there.
Hauke Kite Powell is a research specialist at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution's Marine Policy Center. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Coming up, are soccer leagues doing enough to protect their players from head injuries? Living Lab Radio continues after a short break.